Social media have played a role in many of the protests that have arisen in North Africa and the Middle East, but TV is still playing a big part in countries such as Libya. There are local stations. There's the Saudi-backed news channel Al Arabiya, and as the world's Alex Galifant reports, there's Al Jazeera Arabic.
Libyans get much of their TV via satellite. It's cheaper than the internet, and it's hard to block, despite the best efforts of the Libyan regime. At the top of the TV tree is the 24-hour news channel Al Jazeera Arabic. Al Jazeera is funded by the Emir of Qatar. Still, most Arabs consider the channel a source of credible journalism. That's according to Joe Khalil, co-author of the book Arab Television Industries.
I don't think audiences in Libya or anywhere else sort of ignore the fact that Al Jazeera is based in Qatar and has this type of link. But at the same time, it looks at the kind of stories that they're producing in comparison with the kind of stories that are available to them on their local media scene.
Libya's local media scene is dominated by the state broadcaster, Jamahiriya. There are actually about a half dozen state-run channels. Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam, launched them a few years ago. Khalil says it was an attempt to trump any outside competition.
This idea of actually being able to curb outside media by saying, look at the wide range of material that's available to you in your own dialect with people like you.
A promotional video for one of those channels featured a woman taking cover from a storm. Then the clouds part and she gazes up at the sun, which transforms into a station logo. The idea is that the Libyan channels were providing independent news, a ray of sunshine, if you will.
But let's not kid ourselves. These are towing the government line 100%.
Marwan Krady is an expert on Arab media at the Annenberg School for Communication. He says in recent days, all the local channels have begun broadcasting the same message of support for the Gaddafi regime. But Krady says there are signs on screen that all is not well.
A couple of nights ago I was watching, you see kind of a very Orwellian scene of forced confessions from people who took part in the protests.
Then he says there was a jump cut without warning to a montage of street scenes set to patriotic music of young women waving portraits of Gaddafi.
And then equally abruptly, you go from that to a jump cut into a talk show where the host and the guests are discussing the conspiracy against Libya.
Compared to this kind of thing, Al Jazeera Arabic seems authoritative and credible. But Mokhtar El-Arishi says it's not as simple as that. He's a Libyan doctoral student currently based in Britain.
Many people in Libya believe that Al Jazeera is just propaganda.
El-Arishi's friends back home have been warning him not to take everything at face value.
They told me, don't believe what you say in Al Jazeera, because Al Jazeera just make noisy and just exaggerated in news.
Al Jazeera Arabic definitely played games.
Arab media expert Marwan Krady.
You could see it very clearly if you watched it when it shifted coverage from Egypt to Bahrain. In Egypt, it was very hostile to Mubarak. It allowed all the dissidents on the air, intellectuals, poets, politicians, journalists, criticizing Mubarak. As soon as it shifted to Bahrain, it nearly turned into a propagandist for the regime.
Krady says Al Jazeera English has remained consistent in its coverage. But he says Al Jazeera Arabic has tacked with the wind. In Libya, it's back on the side of the protesters, in a big way.
One of the big faces of Al Jazeera Arabic is Yusuf Al-Qaradawi.
Al-Qaradawi is an influential Egyptian cleric and a regular on the channel.
Al-Qaradawi did something that's quite remarkable, which is he issued pretty much a fatwa saying it was okay to kill Gaddafi.
Muammar al-Qaddafi.
That was a few days ago. You know, giving a death sentence to a leader is not exactly impartial news coverage.
Still, Al Jazeera remains the go-to channel for many Libyans, especially now. And Mokhtar El-Arishi understands that.
I think sometimes you don't have choice. You need to follow the news.
For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.